paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder. For the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Yeah, Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder. So, got any good cups lately?
Yeah, used to. I just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup Holder. Brought to you by Carvana. Proud sponsors of the World Cup Holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA. Not a real product. For parity and fair use purposes only.
Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day thus far. We always like our conversations with Field Yates. Does a tremendous job of covering the NFL for ESPN, and he is on the line with us. Field, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm sure you guys are doing a great job of handling the adverse circumstances that we're all fighting through today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And right now, the only saving grace is that we get some NFL news, and certainly they've been operating their offseason, and they'll continue to operate their offseason towards the end of this month. You understand the dynamic of those war rooms. How bizarre is it going to be, knowing after yesterday's news, what we've learned in the last 24 hours, nobody's going to be at the facilities. There are no war rooms. It was already weird as Nashville hosted the draft last year, as you know, to know that there weren't going to be fans. That whole experience was already going away. But now you've got everybody separated. What are some of the challenges that presents?
Yeah, and by the way, do I hope Nashville gets a draft again in the future, because that was insane last year.
So do we.
Great job. It was an exemplary job and commitment by the city to host that event last year. It was amazing. It's different. It's no question it's different this year in a lot of ways. And, you know, the reality of the first round is that a couple of things. First of all, teams have stacked their boards enough and have played out enough contingencies that they probably have a pretty good feel of a pocket of players that they're sort of evaluating. So for the Titans, right, you're picking in the 20s. Like, you know, you're not sitting there sort of concerning yourself too much with what happens with Joe Burrow, right? I mean, that sort of is a different level of drafting. You don't need a quarterback, as it were. But there's going to get to a point where John Robinson, and we know he's not afraid to be aggressive in the draft, is going to have to sort of look closely at the move up, the move down scenarios, or the stand pat scenarios. And during the first beginning portions of the minutes they have on the clock, I don't think teams are totally concerned, right? But it might be the back 5 minutes of pick 29, if the Titans do stay there, that get a little bit dicey, right? Because, for example, pick 29, and for that matter, 30, 31, 32, are often a time when you see a team try to trade back up into the fifth round. If there's a quarterback that's still available, so you could secure that fifth year of the option. If it's a player that you just feel is really, really spectacular and you want to get back in on night one to make sure he's not available, that's where I wonder how things will go or how smoothly things will go. Not for the Titans specifically, because I have no doubts about their front office infrastructure and it being one of the best in football. More just in general, right? Like, what happens if you're in the middle of a trade negotiation with the team and next thing you know, there's 3 minutes to go on the clock and one side or the other loses connection, whether they're doing the call over Zoom or Skype or whatever, or maybe things just are a little bit unconventional. That's where I think things get a little bit hairy and tricky, but it's all 32 teams playing on a level playing field. So I suppose in that sense, there's a little bit less concern.
The other part of this field is, as you know, they haven't been conducting business as usual because some of the pro days didn't finish, the private visits, some of the things that would have been taking place while we've had NFL news, it's affected free agency. For example, Clowney, who may be in the Titans' plans, may not be, but because they can't do that much-needed physical on him, that DeAndre Hopkins trade hasn't even been made official because of the physicals. The same holds true for the draft. It's not been normal the last month or more when it comes to this time of year for these NFL front offices and their scouting departments. So how much do you think that affects this year's draft, or does it?
I think it does. Now, again, ultimately, I think players that are good enough to play in the NFL are going to find their way into either a training camp or a roster at some point. And so guys that, like, I don't think there are a ton of players during the pre-draft process that go from completely off the NFL's radar onto the radar. There are definitely guys who improve their value. It might go from undrafted to draftable or things of that nature. But I don't think there are a ton of players who were previously off the radar entirely who make their stock in the months of February, March, and the beginning portion of April. So along those lines, I still think that some of the hidden gems that we've seen over the years that have been discovered through pro days can still be discovered. It might just be that they get to training camp, assuming there's no off seasons, OTAs, et cetera, as an undrafted free agent, as opposed to a sixth or seventh round pick. But it is different. You know, scouts and coaches are creatures of habit, and so this has really been a test. By the way, us in the media are creatures of habit as well, so it's been an adjustment for us. But it definitely has an impact. But I do still believe that, you know, these scouts and coaches and GMs are really good at their jobs. They're still going to have the ability to evaluate in enough ways to make sound judgments and decisions during the draft.
Field Yates is with us, NFL insider for ESPN. And Field, first let me share my disappointment alongside of you as a guy who went to high school in Orlando and used to drive over to an occasional game at the Big Sombrero. I was a little disappointed that the Buccaneers didn't have a little more orange in the uniforms. I saw that they unveiled what they're putting together.
Yeah, and you know, I think what happens when we hear a new uniform is we expect dramatic changes, and this felt like more of a modification, right? Didn't feel like a wholesale switching up of the uniforms. It feels like the biggest change is that they had the, as everybody calls them, the alarm clock lettering for their numbers in the past on the front of their jerseys. I guess on the back of their jerseys, too. That is gone. You know, I was having some fun and noting that I would have loved to see the creamsicle uniforms come back. That was not the case. But maybe what I'll have to do now is hope for the same thing with some of the other great retro uniforms, whether it's the Chargers, Powder Blues, or others that I think belong as full-time uniforms for their respective NFL teams. So I didn't have a major issue with the Bucs' new uniforms, but I think for those that were looking for a little bit more sizzle, they're probably saying, these look kind of close to where they were before, and they kind of look like either the Falcons or the Texans jerseys as well.
Yeah, I do think they're better. They're cleaner for sure. They got a little bit busy there trying to incorporate a lot of different things into the last run, so I do think they've improved. So, Field, you just sort of hit on this. It's going to be different for everybody, of course, and how they cover the draft. So what have you been told that your role will be while the draft is going on? And so how will you – what are the logistics for you, and how will you conduct yourself?
Yeah, so I was scheduled to go to Las Vegas, and over the past few years I've been a part of and I'm sure you guys have seen the digital streaming shows we do on Twitter and YouTube and things of that nature at ESPN, and I think a lot of other companies as well. And you know, obviously Las Vegas is off the board. So we're, you know, to be honest with you, we're still sort of figuring out our plans right now. And I have been, we have what's called a TVU app, which is sort of our home studio setup that a lot of people have seen on a variety of programming. So whatever I do, it'll most likely or almost certainly be from the confines of my apartment. It's different. We're figuring this all out. So I've been following the reporting on the broadcast and how that might look, and then on a personal level, still figuring out myself. So it'll be a fascinating couple weeks ahead as we continue to lay not just the plans for the NFL and teams, well, I guess those have already been laid, but also for ESPN.
We're talking to Field Yates from ESPN, NFL insider for them, and haven't had a chance to talk to you with some of the Titans' moves. We'll start with Derrick Henry, because we've talked to a lot of people over the course of the last few weeks of, you know, their thoughts. And I think the general consensus is you got to pay him. Now, he signed the franchise tender. They have till July 15th. Do you think they get it done? And what do you think a fair deal for him would be?
Yeah, so it's a really fascinating conversation. And, you know, I'm on the record, and this is not a specific Derrick Henry conversation. It's just a philosophical belief I have, and that you have to be kind of careful in paying these running backs, right? It just, I'm just staring at the body of evidence, right? I mean, Todd Gurley cut, David Johnson traded, Le'Veon Bell, the Jets tried to trade him like 6 weeks into his tenure. There's a lot of evidence that suggests that some of these running back contracts will not age particularly well. So I think you have to, there's a very fine line, and this is why John Robinson's a lot smarter and better at his job than I would be if I had his job, of figuring out, all right, how much do we pay Derrick Henry? Because we know that the brand of football we want to play, he is sort of emblematic of, right? We're going to wear you down, and we're going to run right through you and over you or around you, whatever it takes. Well, also understanding that first, you got 53 guys you have to pay each week. Your quarterback is now being paid a lot more per year. And I understand that Ryan and Marcus made a good amount when combined last season, but now Ryan is making whatever it is, $29 million per season. And you've got a lot of other really good players on your roster. And then also just understanding that, you can't just let talent walk away, which is why I thought it was really smart, actually, that if they, and I don't know that they did specifically prioritize a long-term deal for Ryan before Derek, which is why Ryan got it done and Derek ended up on the tag. But if I had to play out a tag for 1 year at one position or the other, I think it would be the running back spot. Again, just going back to what I think about how paying a running back can be one of the trickier things that a GM has to juggle during his decision-making process.
Do you buy into the notion, Eddie George told us last week, that Derek's a unique back, he's the focal point of the offense, so you have to pay him as such? And that's factoring in that, A, Eddie George played the same position, so of course he's going to take up for his guy, but also factoring in what history has shown us with running backs. But do you buy into that notion that the Titans don't necessarily have a choice, they have to pay him as such because the offense centers around him?
It's a really interesting dilemma, and because I think back to the AFC Championship game, guys, and this is weird because it comes across as a slight at Derek, and it's not intended at that. It's just an observation. When they get down by 10-plus points in the fourth quarter to the Chiefs, Derek is not on the field, right? And doesn't it feel like a unique commitment to make to somebody at, let's say, $10 or $12 or $15 million per season, if he's also not going to be there at a crunch time moment, right? That's why John Robinson's making the money to be the GM, and I'm the guy that's just evaluating it from my position. But I think that in general, running backs have been proven to be a more replaceable spot than other positions across the NFL landscape, which is why, you know, I know Derek mentioned the Zeke Elliott contract during the Super Bowl week, and I think $15 million per year is a lot of money for any running back, and that's why, you know, I think you just have to be mindful of all the other guys that you're going to have to pay if you do make that kind of commitment at that level for a running back.
Last thing quickly, Field, we've had some pretty spirited debates on this show about Jalen Hurts at the next level. Where do you stand on Jalen Hurts on Sundays?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. He's a player that I've been studying actually as today. It was actually a day that I've been sinking my teeth into him a little bit more. He's really unique, obviously. Production has been next level. He's got immense football character, right? I mean, the guy showed that. He showed leadership even in a backup role during his time at Alabama. Played really, really well for Oklahoma this past year. Is he nearly the thrower that some of the other top prospects are? Not yet. Not right now. And I think that he would be two things. I think if he's going to play as a rookie, it's not like in a part-time joker role, but I think it's a role where it might, like, I don't think he's your every down quarterback as a rookie, but I also think that in time, you know, we have to believe in the development of players. And hey, the Titans know that better than most because their own head coach was a guy who needed to develop, right? I mean, Mike Vrabel, his career with the Steelers was what it was. And then he becomes one of the most important players on three Super Bowl champion winning teams. So you have to believe in player development, and that's what, the reason why I think that with development, Jalen Hurts could become a player that is close to and every – he could be your starting quarterback. I think it's going to have to be in the right set of circumstances, but I would not count him out just based off what I know about his character and his overall determination to be a great pro.
Interesting. Hey, keep up the good work on ESPN. We'll be watching, and thanks for doing this as always.
All right, guys. I look forward to talking to you a lot because I'm a big believer in this team being there for a while, and the leadership is in place, the players are in place, and a city that really deserves success.
Well, we agree with you wholeheartedly. Thanks for doing this. Stay safe. Thank you, Field.
All right, guys. Take care.
Field Yates from ESPN. Good stuff from him. We will come back and wrap up Tuesday's show next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.